The Mind Aware, 472.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here, and I think today's topic you're really going to like. We heard from a listener who had an experience where he's just like so frustrated with building his business that he feels like giving up, and he wants to quit and just like go get a day job. And I really, what entrepreneur hasn't felt like that at one time or another? It's crazy to think that everybody is just, oh, so happy being self-employed or having their own business 100% of the time. No, you know, everybody, me included, have had days where you just go, oh my gosh, I'm so done with this, right? Now, I'll tell you exactly what was said. So the email I got said, building my business has been a lot harder than I thought it would be. I feel like giving up and getting a day job. Can you help me train my brain and think differently? Okay, so there are a few things I want to say about this. Because I think it's really important, and it's things that I remind myself about situations similar to this. Times when you're feeling crappy or you're not in your center or you're not 100% on. So the first thing I want to tell you, the first tip around this is don't make a decision when you're feeling bad. And so that goes for anything, anytime. If you're having relationship trouble or you're having trouble in your business or you're thinking of switching a program in your business, you say like, oh, this isn't working. I'm going to do this instead. Or your kids. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Your health. Don't make a decision with a bad brain. Don't make a decision when you're feeling bad, because when you're feeling poorly, you've got negativity constricting all of the creative pathways in your brain. So you're not accessing your best ideas and your best brain. And so decisions made from that emotional place of feeling bad aren't necessarily going to be good decisions. You know, it's that old saying about jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You don't want to make any decisions when you feel bad. So regardless of whatever you decide to do here, get feeling good first. When you feel good and you're feeling better, then you can look at this more clearly and make a decision. So I hope that makes sense. And that goes for everybody. And me too. This is what I say. I mean, I have to remind myself that too, because we all want to have that knee-jerk reaction where we do something automatically and we aren't necessarily using our best brain to do it. Okay? So then the next thing is, it doesn't really matter what you do here. And the reason I wanted to make this point number two is I think we live in a culture where there's this idea that there's only one path to go down, ever. It's funny because it's kind of with everything. You know, it's like in relationships, it's like, well, first you date, then you get engaged, then you get married, then you have kids. You know, you all these things, right? So we always have these paths that are kind of prescribed by society. So the entrepreneurial path looks like this. I get a badge of honor when I quit my day job and I go as a full-time entrepreneur. And if for some reason I go back to a day job, then I failed at my entrepreneurial journey. Well, it just couldn't be more wrong. That is just completely wrong. Because here's the thing. If you want to have a business, there's no shame in getting a day job that supports your business. It might make you feel good. It might take some pressure off. You might be able to be in that good feeling space more often. So what we know about that is if you're in a good feeling space, right, you're going to make better decisions. You're going to have a better time building your business. It's going to be easier. You're going to be making fewer choices from a financial standpoint. And if you can build your business training your brain, which is what we all do here because we're brain trainers, then you've got that going for you. You could be building your business while you're at the day job just by thinking positively and feeling better and knowing that everything you do builds your business. don't feel like I'm a winner if I stay in my entrepreneurial venture and I'm a loser if I get a day job. No, both answers are right. It makes no difference what you decide. And it's kind of funny, and I feel like I'm on this theme today because I've said this is like the third time I'm saying this. It doesn't matter what you do in any area of your life. It's like in relationship. Stay together, split apart. It doesn't matter which one you do as long as you, and this is number three, this goes for the entrepreneurial journey, whatever you decide, line up with it emotionally. Line up with it emotionally. So it doesn't matter what you do in anything, as long as you do it and feel good. So eat the chocolate cake and feel good, or don't eat the chocolate cake and feel good, right? Whatever you decide, feel good about it. Keep the full-time entrepreneurial journey and feel good, or take the day job and feel good. But either way, whatever you decide, you must train your brain around it. And you must train your brain that this is the path to your greatest success and your greatest happiness. So a second ago, I was talking about verbiage that you could use if you take the day job, saying things to yourself like, I can build my business anyway. It's going to help me have financial security. I'm going to be happier. It's going to feel good. I'm going to be able to still do this on the side. I build my business with my brain, not my time. So it makes no difference whether I take the day job or not. It'll be a relief off. It'll be a financial relief. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can say to feel good about how that was your journey to success. And equally, if you decide to stay in the entrepreneurial space, and then you can train your brain around that. No, I realize I was making a decision out of frustration and feeling bad. I'm glad I got feeling better. I know this is my path. I love doing this 100% of the time. I like being my own boss. This is working out for me. I'm getting better at this. Another little bump in the road, but that's okay. Those bumps make us stronger and make us better. Life is good. All is well. And so forth, right? So this is the key thing. I know that it's easy to say, I want to train my brain to talk myself into one thing or another, but I want to go back to point number one and say the most important thing to do before you make that decision and before you decide to train your brain about it is just get feeling good to begin with. Make sure you're rested. Make sure you pull back a little bit, have some time, play with the dog, all those good things to help yourself feel better. And then let the chips fall where they may. Make your decision, go forward, and make it the right decision. You make it the right decision by thinking about it in a positive way and feeling good about it. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. We are here live on Facebook. This is where the studio audience is, and you're welcome to join us. I'm usually here on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, so you can head on over. If you go to danaupdate.com, we'll give you a little ping. I'll let you know when I'm live. And if you haven't been over to danaclass.com, it's my best free stuff. So go on over and check it out, danaclass.com. And we'll get you started growing your following, growing your tribe, growing your business. I'm going to be back in 123 seconds with more goodness. See you in just a second.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter. Or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster. All together with no spaces. And we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, back again, and I hope you enjoyed that break, and I hope you headed over to danaclass.com and got registered and signed up, because we are having a really good class over there right now. It's kind of interesting to talk about this because, in a way, it lies at the core of like the whole culture and everything that we do. we have all of these prescribed prescriptions about the right way to do things or the cool way to do things. And everybody's definition of cool or right is different. You know, some people are like, it's cool to drink wine. And some people are like, it's cool to drink whiskey. Some are like, it's cool to be out in the sunshine. Now I'm a better person if I spend time out in the sunshine. And I always say, well, maybe the guy in the basement, in the dark basement watching football is having a happy time too. You know, so really this is about finding our own personal happiness and following our own intuition and decisions about what we think the next logical step is for us. You don't have to make big leaps or big changes. Just do your best to just find the next logical step. What would be the next kind of easiest thing to do? What would be the next funnest thing to do? What would feel good for me in this moment? Sometimes it's hunkering down and buckling down and doing that work for a while, and you know you're going to feel better after that webinar is created or that closet is clean, right? Or the garage is clean or whatever it is. But sometimes you know you're going to feel better if you are out taking that walk or if you're out taking that nap. So do your best in any given moment just to make the best decision for you. The next logical step for a little bit of happiness, the next logical step to feel a little better, the next logical step to elevate yourself to a better emotional space. Because if you can stay in that feel-good space, and sometimes the best place you can get is a nap, or sometimes the next feel-good space is just getting frustrated with something so that you can move into hope and you can move into belief and you can move higher and higher on the emotional scale. So make your best guess, poke around, tweak and play with it, but just know that no matter where you're at, emotionally or in your business or any part of your life, you're on the path. You're doing just fine. It's all working out just fine because believe it or not, all is well. Things are working out for you and they're getting better all the time. We're all just out here banging around together trying to figure it out. We're here supporting each other. We're all here doing the best we can. And so be easy on yourself and have some fun with it. And do trust that all is working out for you. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.